Well, y'all, welcome back to Faith, Frauds, and Falsehoods. Brian, welcome back. How you doing today?
Matt, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great, too. So we just finished up our episodes on Scientology, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're preparing our next episodes on... what are we preparing our next episodes on?
The Institute in Basic Life Principles, the IBLP.
Bill Gothard. This is famously the group that the Duggars from TV's 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and counting.
Yep.
Famous TLC family has been a part of for a long time. And so that's the one we're working on now. But y'all, we want to do a quick just little one-off episode here for the for our podcast listeners in particular. Y'all know a few episodes back, a few months back.
Yeah,
we
announced January.
That we were going to start putting our stuff on podcast platforms. We always have been Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Slacker. I don't know what all the different ones are.
Yeah,
are
out we're on there. A bunch of them.
Yeah, and but we're going to expand into YouTube. Well, we honestly, there's not a whole lot of y'all that listen to us on the podcast. There's a few friends and family out there,
mm-hmm.
but we have really gained a little traction on YouTube now.
Yeah.
And we've noticed a lot more people listening on our YouTube platform. The deal with YouTube, though, is that requires a little different production. Why don't you explain a little bit about that, Brian? Because you've kind of taken over the production side of things. So all the technical magic here happens because Brian's hard work, y'all.
I don't know about that, but it is.
I mean, I just show up and talk and write notes when you push me to do it.
I try. there is more editing that has to go into it. I think I spent... just a couple hours the other night doing one episode, right? And it was a 15-minute episode in comparison to doing the audio side of things that was pretty much drag and drop and adjust the levels as needed. So it takes a lot more finishing work and like you said, production to make it happen, right?
Yeah. And we're kind of changing the format a little bit because yep. YouTube really wants us to do shorter episodes. And they've kind of helped us out with promoting some of the videos and things. So YouTube's really kind of helped us to get more reach on that. And as we've been looking at our audiences and things, really we're putting more and more effort into the YouTube side of stuff.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Since we are putting more into the YouTube side of things, that's kind of what we're announcing, y'all, is that we're going to start focusing more and more on the YouTube, and we're going to sunset the podcast side of this. Now, we're still going to be covering cults.
Yep.
Yeah, for now. We're still going to be covering cults. We're still going to go over different groups and stuff. I think some of our motivations have changed since we started the podcast. I've always told y'all from the beginning, and this hasn't really changed. Maybe we've added to it. Y'all, we really don't care if too many people listen because we made this podcast so Brian and I would have a chance to talk.
Right.
We've been business partners for years, and we used to work in the same office together and talked every day, and then we quit doing that for a while, and we... then we worked again in the same place and weren't yeah. in the same office, but we still talked every day.
Yeah.
And so then we were like, well, now we don't talk every day. And then, you know, guys aren't the type of friends who just like hang out mostly. You got to have some reason to do something. I mean,
right.
Come over and work on the car. Although I don't think Brian's coming to help me work on my car.
Nope. Nope.
And I'm not really much for one working on my car either. It'll be at the mechanic shop most likely. So... Right. We did podcasts because we're nerds. And because we're kind of theology nerds, we did cult podcasts, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's our original thing for this. And that still is a big motivation. Is it gives us a reason to talk about things. We also enjoy this stuff. And so we often disagree, as y'all know, about things. And we get to talk through stuff. And it's really cool to hear other opinions and the way someone else is looking into it. And as y'all have heard, a lot of the disagreements, we might start off disagreeing, but we often agree at the end, at least on the big concepts.
Right.
Especially the more we dig into stuff and the more we learn about things. And it's been super interesting to me how we can both look at the same subject, the same group, and we come up with such different things.
Right.
We'll be talking yep. and Brian will be going on about something like, I didn't see any of that. And then I'll say something. He's like, I didn't see that at all. And we read the same thing, y'all.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We dig into, you know, a lot of the same websites and same articles. And it's just our brains pick up on different things. And that's why this has been such a success, especially I think on a big success on YouTube, right? Because we do come at it from a different angle than everybody else, right? We've always known that we come at this from a different angle than everybody else. Most people are looking at these cults as look and see what the Christians are doing, right? They're being weird again, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we've come at this as these are the people that are, in many cases, I would probably even go so far as to say in all cases, are not Christians, right? But they're being portrayed as such. And so it's a chance for us to sit down and say, to correct the story, right?
Well,
to put our voice in that mix.
And that's the thing that we've kind of discovered as we've gone more of this, is that not everybody, there are other Christians covering cults like we are.
Yeah.
We're not completely unique.
We're not
in
alone.
That. However, we are definitely in the minority in that. Most of the other podcasts and YouTube channels and things covering cults are covering it from an outside of Christianity perspective.
Right.
And so we try to add the perspective from inside of Christianity. That changes because it's easy to just dismiss everything when you dismiss any sort of deity and any sort of God. So coming at it from that perspective is different. And not all, but a lot of the cults we've covered, you know, themselves started with a Christian perspective or at least use a Christian framework. And really just pervert that.
And just get off track. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I think we've been able to add some different stuff there
than
a lot of the other creators.
Yeah, which brings us to the IBLP, right? We've talked on the side, right, already about our response and exactly kind of where we think they're going to land. And this could very well be the first group that we differ on whether or not we should even consider them a cult.
Yeah.
Right.
I know I've been meeting with friends of mine who have had, you know, some interaction with IBLP and stuff. People who I consider are very good Christian people, not necessarily people who are like 100% into it all the time, but I've talked with some friends about this, and some of the teachings that they've taught filtered into churches that I've been a part of before. I've taught some lessons that I didn't even know were IBLP lessons based on some of this content before.
Yeah.
So yes, it's getting a little messy with that. But so while we won't be covering that in our podcast, we will be covering that on our YouTube channel. So while this is a farewell from the podcast, the reason it's a farewell is we're trying to focus more time and energy and effort into the YouTube channel as it's growing. We're seeing this is something that we really can maybe reach out to more people. We started as a reason to talk to each other, but we're talking to a lot more people now.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're
trying to take that responsibility seriously. So we'd like to invite y'all to come over to our YouTube channel and listen to us on YouTube. So Brian, what's the best way for them to find us on YouTube? We can talk about the IBLP in our future episodes.
Yeah. Right now, as we're still growing, the best way to find us is just to go to YouTube and search Faith, Frauds, and Falsehoods, right? We're at the top when it comes up.
And then they can also go to our website, and there's a link on our website to our YouTube channel, right?
FaithFraudsFalsehoods.com, and there is a link to the YouTube. And I think there's even like the embedded latest videos, right? Makes it
so you just
real
go right
easy.
There and see it. And y'all, Brian's been working real hard on the website, making it more... friendly for the modern presentation. This is the right words to use, but he's been making the website way easier to use, way simpler. We've sunsetted some features we were doing on the website that, you know, was kind of cool, but we're trying to really concentrate on the maximum reach and really getting this information out to as many people as possible and interacting. We've already got kind of a little community interacting on YouTube. We're getting some comments and stuff on our videos. And not just the crazies. We've had some of those too.
We've had some of those, but
But we're getting some other comments on the videos and some people really interacting over there. So we'd love to have y'all come join us over there. I'm sure most of y'all are on YouTube. And come join us on YouTube and we'll see you there. Anything you'd like to add to that, Brian?
No, I think although if you do join us over on the YouTube, right, leave us a comment over there and say, hey, we came from the podcast and we think this is a much better way of doing it.
And
that's what we want to hear.
Always like and subscribe.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys. All right. It's been a blessing. Thank you for joining us here on Faith, Frauds, and Falsehoods. Don't forget that we have our website, faithfraudsfalsehoods.com, where we post a more detailed blog with references so that you can go and take a look at all of this information for yourself. Also, remember to share this with a friend and help us get the word out there for everyone else. We'll see you in the next one.